AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The crowd of angry supporters of President Trump pushed through the barricades and police and stormed the U.S. Capitol in an effort to block Congress from certifying Joe Biden's election. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Matt Gallagher.
We have protesters who have stormed the Capitol, clashing with Capitol police, forcing their way into Statuary Hall. The Vice President of the United States was just rushed off the floor of the House by Secret Service? This is Banana Republic crap that we're watching happen.
At least one person was shot and killed, though it's not clear who pulled the trigger during the chaotic scene. Some in the crowd were shouting traitors as officers tried to keep them back. Later, President Trump issued a video on Twitter telling supporters to go home while continuing his already discredited attack on the results of the election.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt.
There have been other protests by Trump supporters outside state capitals across the country. Some blowing horns as they drove around the Capitol building in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Drivers did the same in Madison, Wisconsin. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and those in his office left the Capitol in Atlanta after some of the protesters in the crowd were seen with long guns. President Trump has been sharply critical of Raffensperger for his handling of the election process in Georgia. This is AP News. Georgia voters deliver a stinging blow to President Trump and the Republicans by electing two Democrats to the Senate, flipping it to President-elect Biden and the Democrats. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this on John Ossoff's victory.
Although votes are still being counted, journalist John Ossoff held a lead of slightly more than half a percent, with no path left for incumbent David Perdue to regain the lead. At 33 years old, Ossoff will be the youngest sitting U.S. senator and the first Jewish person to serve from Georgia, running on a platform of fairness and inclusion.
I'll be for you in the U.S. Senate. I will serve all the people of the state.
Reverend Raphael Warnock also ousted incumbent Kelly Loeffler for the other Senate seat, which gives Democrats now the majority in the Senate. An AP VoteCast survey finds black voters, young voters, and new arrivals to Georgia are behind the flip. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.